When you hear the volume go down like this,
that's
a sign. It's like me pointing at you.
Yeah.
That's like that's
a sign of, for what?
The sign for the beginning of our radio show.
Oh my gosh! Again, weren't we just on the air?
We were just last week.
Hey, congratulations, buddy! I heard the record fair was a blast.
Yes, Matt Warwick did a great job pulling together an extremely...
Many thanks to the thousands of people who attended the FMU Record Fair this weekend. And special crispy thank you to the hundreds of volunteers who worked their collective butts off making the Record Fair happen. That's my opinion.
Wow.
That's how I feel.
Wow.
I'm sorry, that's how I feel.
You're speaking from the heart.
Thanks to the hundreds of record dealers who traveled from far and wide to attend. And a big shout out to Sierra Nevada and Oslo Coffee for donating beer and coffee to benefit WFMU. That's just how I feel.
Wow.
I'm sorry. If you disagree, give us a call.
I love it when you speak extemporaneously like this.
I'm going to look up extemporaneously later.
Do you have any other?
If I was just insulted.
Do you have any more extemporaneous?
Thank you also to this year's Record Fair performers.
Oh, you wouldn't know who they are.
The Oblivions, what? The Gories, the Nucleus... Derv Gordon, and so what? And Elkhorn.
Wow. I can't believe you remember the names of the bands that played the record
fair. Hey, now, were you there every minute that the fair was open?
Yeah.
You were there every minute?
Yep. Oh. I was.
I'm thinking of going next year.
Yeah, you should go next year.
I'm going to give you a couple of dates.
No, you should try to. You should try to make it at least once every 10 years.
Yeah.
Probably the last Fantastic. Weekend of April, if you can set that aside.
Yeah. Set Fantastic. It aside for Congratulations,
Kevin. Yeah, thank you. Good job. Good job, Matt.
Even though I lost $50, I bet someone that it would be a total disaster.
Oh, really?
The out-of-town money was on disaster.
Was that
was on train wreck.
Was that an online betting thing?
Yeah. It was. You could bet now in Jersey on all this stuff.
Who knew?
Who knew you and Matt Warwick? I've met Matt Warwick. Who would bet on that kid? Who knew?
Wait a second. You're telling me you
The dark horse, Matt Warwick.
You bet on the record fair being a failure.
Well, that was the favorite. It was the out-of-town odds favorite. Yeah. 3-1 odds.
Wow.
Who knew?
I'm glad you lost money.
Yeah. You beat the odds, buddy.
Will you let me know where I can place a bet next year?
Sure. Well, how are you going to do two successful fairs in a row?
Yeah, that's true.
What was the high point of the fair for you?
Maybe the Oblivions playing?
Yeah, oh, fantastic. Yeah. Don't forget the Gories, the Nucleus, Derv Gordon, and so what, and Elkhorn.
The Nuclears, yeah.
Yeah, the Nucleus, yeah. Fantastic.
Yep.
Hey, did you take my advice and put them in a separate room?
Yes.
Yeah.
We did. That worked fantastic. Out great.
Good. Glad I could help.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Well, you're on today.
Did anybody hook up at the record fair?
Oh, hell yes.
You think people did hook up?
Yes.
Do you think any couple met each other at the record fair?
Yes.
Oh, I'm asking a serious question.
No, I'm giving you a serious answer.
Man, you can't ever answer a question
I've
straight.
Seen marriages happen from the record fair.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't. I would have read about that in the National Enquirer.
Oh, where? In the society pages of the New York Times?
There are couples that met at the record fair.
Yes.
Name them.
They're not together anymore.
Yeah, okay. Well, do they have spawn? Did they spawn? Are there babies?
Yes.
There's a record fair baby.
Yes.
How old is the record fair baby now?
She must be 11 or 12 by now.
Oh, the poor, poor kid. Oh.
I mean, she doesn't know she was conceived at the record fair.
But she wasn't conceived at the record fair.
Yes, she was.
She was?
Yes.
You have a separate room for that as well?
Yes.
So there were two rooms.
We have a
one for the band.
Mm-hmm. And a lactation room. But the lactation room sometimes gets used for other purposes.
For hooking up.
Yes. Fine.
I'm surprised it's not even more popular.
Yeah. Do you have a lactation room in your house?
No, we don't.
No, you don't. Yeah. Have you ever thought about maybe recommissioning the masturbatorium into something else? Something that's more gender equivalent?
I guess we should.
Yeah.
What was the high point of the Oblivion set?
This little kid... On this little girl on her dad's shoulders playing air guitar. Very cute.
Well, maybe I won't come next year.
Okay, fine. What if we bring it to you? What if we brought the record fair to you?
If it was down the street from me.
No, no, not down the street, at your house.
At my house, and my hair was on fire, and there was some table at the record fair selling fire extinguishers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go on.
Nah.
Oh, man.
I don't think so.
You almost
had me.
Yeah. Damn it.
No, but you know what? I might show up because I just learned before the show. I got here very early today.
Yes, you did. I noticed. 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because you have nothing going on in your life.
Well, that's true. You're talking to a semi-retired man.
I like how you're now referring to yourself as retired.
I fitted so much better around here.
Only since last week.
No, it's been a few.
So no more writing jobs. You're never writing another script.
Well, if I don't have to, I would love to. But I'm working. I'm producing stuff, and
yeah, you have a game show coming.
I'm pitching other game shows.
When does that game show come out?
Be this summer, maybe the fall.
It's
testing very well.
TBS.
Yeah,
is it?
People have high hopes for it.
Turner Broadcasting.
Yeah,
the Impractical Jokers. Is that right?
Yeah, they are. The Impractical Jokers are, they're not hosting the show, but they're on every episode. They're advising the contestants.
Oh, I see.
And they're very funny guys.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And what's the name of that program? That game show that's coming
well,
out?
Well, it's based on a
it's based
party
on
game that
ish,
I created.
Happens, yeah,
yeah. Stuff happens. And but they changed the name to,
To what?
The Misery Index.
The Misery Index.
Which is part of the game. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So set your, what did they used to call that digital recording thing?
Your TiVo?
Yeah, your TiVo. Your DVR.
Yeah.
What happened to those?
They don't exist anymore.
They don't?
None of
them. When you buy a new TV, you don't get those?
No.
Tell me why, because everything's on demand?
Yeah. They don't want you recording shows. They want you to have to buy the programs on demand.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, I've actually, it's a long, long, stupid story.
Oh, go ahead.
No, it's not worth it.
Well, this is, you turned over a new leaf.
Yeah.
When did this new policy kick in?
Just today.
Well, I just want to say thank you on behalf of a grateful nation.
if you're retiring from writing, I'm retiring from boiler stories. I was just going to tell a boiler story, although it was about a DVR.
Oh, please.
It was about a DVR.
I would need a bowl of ground glass to get me through.
It's about a little DVR.
No, don't even tell me.
It was a boiler.
It's worth to tell me what the story was about. I'd almost rather hear the story. Hey, we have a half-decent topic.
Yes, we do.
Why are you avoiding the topic?
No particular reason. But yeah, we wanted to do a show about multitasking tonight. We know that a lot of people listen, and they're doing multiple things.
Not just a show about multitasking, a contest.
Right. Oh, yes, it's a contest.
We have people out there.
Who is the greatest multitasker out there?
Because people out there, they're not just listening to our show. They're getting work done at the office.
Right.
They're fielding calls, maybe, while they listen.
Driving
would be, I think, would that count as one additional task?
Yeah.
Are you counting listening to the show as one task?
No.
So the contest is, we're looking for the listener that's doing the largest number of other tasks simultaneously at this moment.
Right.
Like somebody who's cooking.
Well, talking to us would be one additional task.
I think listening should count as one.
Okay, listening.
Listening should count as one. Talking to us if they're on the phone.
Driving.
Cooking. Setting the table. Right?
Taking care of the kids. Keeping an eye on the kids.
Changing their outfit. Right. Maybe cleaning up. What else could someone be doing?
Counting money.
Yes, counting money. That's right, Ken. Maybe counting money. That's right, Ken. Good. That's a good thought.
Yeah.
Wow. We have a prize for the first place winner, for the person who is doing the most tasks simultaneously.
Yeah. What do you got?
Concurrent to this show,
mm-hmm.
while they're listening to us.
What do they win?
They win not one prize, Ken. This is a first, I believe, in TV, in radio giveaways. We're offering two prizes.
Wow.
to the first place winner. Not a prize for the first and second place. The first place winner will get both prizes. The first one prize, prize A, would be I will send them $12 via PayPal.
$12.
Well, that's
okay.
That's a sandwich and a soup. Then maybe a soup and a sandwich.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Almost. I don't think I can get sandwich and a soup for $12.
Well, now I'm embarrassed to tell you what the other prize is. Prize B.
Oh, well,
to the same winner.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, another payment of $4.
So the winner gets...
gets two payments, gets two gifts.
$12 and $4.
Yes. They can spend them... they can combine the gifts, I guess, and they'd have $16.
Oh, really? That would be okay with you if they spent the $16?
It's entirely up to them. Entirely up to them.
You're giving
them... won both. They've won two prizes.
You're giving them choice.
Yeah, they can, or they can spend prize A, the $12, and save the prize B, the $4.
Can they divide prize A into a $6?
Yeah, whatever they want. Yes, can. Yes, yes, whatever they want. Any combination.
Why are you being so flexible about this?
Because they've won it. It's their money. And who am I? Who am I to look over their shoulder and dictate how it's used?
Okay.
But anyway, this is a contest that has two prizes for the first place winner.
$12 and $4.
Yeah.
Why don't you just give away $16?
What?
Why not just give away one prize and make the prize the combined?
Well, I thought this would be a little unique. This would be breaking a little new ground to be a little more enticing to offer two prizes. To the to the first place winner. You'll see, once we give this phone number,
see. Yes, let's give out that phone number.
So we're looking for someone, and how do they prove to us, you didn't think this through maybe, that they're multitasking the ways that they claim to be multitasking?
Well, we thought this through, and if you call Nick the Bard at 201-536-9368, he will give you... 201-536-9368.
Got it.
9368.
93. Wait, I'm sorry. 201-536-9368.
68.
Got it.
If you call that number and you want to play the multitasking game, Nick the Bard will give you my cell phone number.
And you could win these two prizes.
And then you
first
and I...
first and second prize going to one winner.
Right. And then you will FaceTime me. And we will be able to see you multitask.
Can any phone FaceTime any other phone?
No.
What?
I don't think so.
Wait, do you mean only Apple phones are eligible?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, my God, Ken. Yeah. No, wait, what are you doing?
Well, what else?
You've just taken our net, the net that we've cast into the river, and you've just cut it in half.
Well, how else are we supposed to do it? We could Skype or Google Hangout?
Yeah.
Okay, if people want to do that, if they want to do a Google Hangout, we can do that too.
All right, so you can FaceTime, Skype, or Google Hangout.
Yeah.
And we want to see you doing more than one item. By the way, right now, anyone that calls will be in first place and will be in the pole position. We'll have the advantage, right?
I'm multitasking right
hold
now.
On. That's right. You're very good at it.
Yeah, I'm doing a show.
Skype.
I'm doing
on.
A radio show, and I'm also opening up Google Hangouts.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Download plugin.
Wait. Well, why can't we just do Skype? Just say Skype. Say Skype.
Buddy. Skype.
Just say Skype or FaceTime.
Okay.
I'm multitasking too.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm not doing the radio show. I'm not counting that because I'm barely paying attention.
But you are doing a radio show.
I know, but I'm not fully engaged.
Well, why not give yourself credit?
I don't feel that would be fair.
Oh, hey, we got a call.
I'm thinking through a couple of things
We got a call, but I don't understand because...
Okay, Nick just put him through?
Well, I don't know why they're calling this number, but let's take the call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to enter the competition.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's our big... What's the name of our contest, Ken?
Multitasking contest.
Yeah,
The big multitasking contest.
Multitask, biatch. Can we call it that?
What's biatch?
Biatch.
That's how you say bitch?
Yeah.
No, that multitask biatch?
Yeah, why not?
Really? Are you asking seriously why not?
No.
Because it's stupid.
Okay.
Okay. Our multitasking contest. And how many tasks are you actually involved in right at this moment?
I'm cooking a 3-course meal with preparation. I'm feeding my cat. I'm setting the table.
That's 3. Talking to us?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
That's 4.
But we're not seeing him do any of this.
Wait, what is your name, listener?
Jed. Well, Jed? I do have my wife here. If you want confirmation, I can say.
Well, that is true. Women don't lie.
No, she wouldn't lie for me.
No, women don't lie ever.
No, well, yeah.
Except for liars.
Not her. I would, but she wouldn't.
Yeah.
There are female liars, Andy.
I've never met one.
Yeah, I think all people lie.
Oh, all people do lie. Yeah. But my wife tends to be more honest than most. Certainly more honest than I am.
She well, Andy, like Andy, what do you want
like
to do?
An angel. It sounds like heaven is missing an angel.
What do you want to do with Jed here, Andy?
We have to have him prove it.
Yeah,
we got to talk to the wife.
Jed, can you FaceTime me or
put the angel on?
Yeah, although it'll require walking upstairs.
That's another task. Jed can do it
That's
all, baby.
Another task. Yes,
all right, let's make a list of all of Jed. Let's make a list of everything Jed's doing.
And I'm talking to you while I'm walking up the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay. Julie.
Julie. Honey, Julie. Sweetheart, Julie.
Julie.
Julie. Julie, sweetheart.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Hi.
Hi, we were just talking to Jed, and he was singing your praises. He claims that he's doing 3 or 4 things at the same time at this moment.
Okay.
And we were skeptical, but then he said that you could confirm it.
I find it kind of far-fetched.
Can you describe what Jed is doing as we speak?
I know that he was making dinner and listening to the WFMU on the radio?
That's 2 things.
He does that. He listens to FMU over your strong objections. Admit it. Is that right? What would you rather have him be?
I'm the one who set the station on the radio.
Oh, you did? Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you, Julie.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie. You know there are other stations if you just go down the dial, just a little bit to the right.
Okay.
Give it a try sometime. You'll thank me later. You'll call me and say, thank you. So he's making dinner. What else is he doing? That's only 2 things, right?
Yep.
He says he's cleaning. He says he's feeding the cat.
He's feeding the cat. Right.
Well, that's 3. Well, that puts him in the lead right
there.
Well,
feeding. Okay. All right.
Feeding the cat. Well, you don't count that?
Yeah,
you'd rather have the cat starve?
No, feeding the cat takes a minute.
Well, he's doing it at the same time.
Okay. All right.
Right. In between.
Is he setting?
In order to get the.
Is he setting the table?
I'm sure he's setting the table and putting, you know, clearing the dishwasher and.
Hold on! Oh my gosh, yep. He's a dynamo.
Yep.
I have to ask, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I just got back from work.
Oh, you bring home.
Relaxing.
Yeah. Oh, I see. You bring home
That's
the bacon.
Right. That's right.
Oh, okay. That puts everything in perspective now. Of course he's fixing dinner. It's out of guilt more than anything.
Why you're asking this?
Well, I'm asking this to be entertaining. It's part of my charm to probe and to make people uncomfortable. That's kind of why people love me. Ask Jed.
Okay.
Jed's a fan. Ask Jed.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, ask him. It's kind of my shtick.
Ask him if he's a fan.
Well, no, don't ask him that. I'd be afraid to hear the answer, to be honest.
Of your show or of the station?
What else does he listen to on the station?
Well, we always listen to Glenn Jones and Bill Kelly on Sundays.
Oh, there you go. Can't beat that.
And I listen to the Clay Pigeon on the way to work every day.
There you go. And and because the...
and he likes...
He likes... Yeah.
Potophonic Todd and...
Are you just making up names now?
No, these are actual WFMU programs, Andy.
Oh, okay, fantastic. And I guess while the radio was set to 91.1, you picked us up. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Well, you've learned a lesson at least. Okay, so we have Jed down for, this is a contest to see who can multitask the most, the best.
Oh, okay.
So, and there's a cash prize involved.
Really?
Well, there's actually two cash prizes.
Maybe I can stop working then.
Well, let me tell you about the cash prizes. One cash prize is for $12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then there's another cash prize for the first place winner sent separately in a separate pay mail for $4.
Okay. I still don't get it. I still don't get
So you can save, so we can advertise, so we can promote the thing as you win two prizes.
Okay.
It's a multi-prize contest.
It's a gimmick. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, it's a gimmick.
Yeah, okay.
A multi-prize contest for multitasking.
Yeah, exactly. That's right, yeah. Julie. Julie found our little hook.
Julie, thank you so much. Jed should thank the good Lord every day that you are with him.
2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so Jed is doing 5 tasks at the same time. Yep. Okay, let's see if someone can beat it. Very exciting.
Okay.
Thank you, Julie.
Okay.
Thank you, Julie.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
What are the 5 things Jed was doing?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Talking to us.
Talking to us, okay.
Making dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Feeding the cat.
Okay.
Setting the table.
Mm-hmm.
Emptying the dishwasher.
Yeah. Not really doing all those things at once, though, I gotta say.
No. Well,
you know, he's multitasking
he's in the same space getting 3 or 4 jobs done. Nobody can do more than one thing at once.
Sure you can.
How can that be? I guess you can talk and drive or talk and watch the computer.
Yeah. Okay.
But
well,
other than that, how do you do more than 2 things at once?
You do one thing with your feet. Another
like a one-man band?
With your hands.
Oh, I see. like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins? The one-man band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, if you have cymbals on your knees, that would count.
It would be helpful if they're on the inside of your knees.
Yes.
Facing each other.
Yes.
One time I put cymbals on my knees.
Were you in Warsaw, Poland?
No.
By any chance?
No, why?
I hate to say it because it just reconfirms a horrible stereotype, but that's how they do things in Warsaw.
What? Put the cymbals on their knees and have them point straight forward?
Yes, 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 for the one-man band.
I didn't understand how cymbals work.
The one-man bands on the streets of Warsaw, they make no noise at all.
Oh, I see. You're making a Polish joke.
Not me. It's very unfortunate, but that happens to be where the worst one-man bands are located.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I thought you were making a Warsaw Ghetto joke.
No, no. Yeah, Warsaw Ghetto joke. Yeah.
About
that's my Warsaw Ghetto
all
joke.
All the clowns. The clowns running through the sewer tunnels, running away from the Nazis.
What are you babbling about? Oh, my God.
You're the one who brought up Warsaw, Poland.
You're the one that brought up that Jerry Lewis movie.
Jerry Lewis? Oh, The Day the Clown Cried.
Yeah. Is that what you were referring to?
No.
No?
No, I was referring to Schindler's List.
They had clowns in Schindler's List?
In the sewer tunnels, yeah. And the Nazis would be chasing after them. You know how they could catch them?
No, I don't.
They heard the edges of the cymbals banging against each other.
They heard the air horns banging against the pipes.
And they would put stethoscopes against the walls of the sewer tunnels.
It's great. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the outtakes, the scenes that you didn't see from Schindler's List. We're at...
I'm glad it was outtakes from Schindler's List.
Yeah, the focus group, they showed it to said it just didn't fit tonally.
Didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Why are there clowns in the sewer tunnels?
201-536-9368. And Steven Spielberg had the presence of mind to say, we can cut that.
Damn him.
201-536-9368. Those were your favorite scenes?
Yes. Multitasking special. We want to know how many things you're doing at once.
Right now, Jed is getting a $12 prize and then another prize of $4.
Okay. Hopefully, Nick the Bard got his email.
And then he can say to his wife, you can look his wife in the eye finally and say, you're not the only breadwinner here. Look at this, honey. He can take the 12. He can get the $16, go to the bank, get nickels and dimes for it. Throw it on the bed. Take his clothes off and just roll around in it. Julie, come on up to the bedroom. I want to show you something.
Oh, wait. So the idea is he's going to roll around on the money first.
Yeah.
Get it all disgusting.
Well, some of it will stick to him.
And then...
I'm painting a picture.
And then ask Julie to roll around on the money. That's not how I do it.
I so regret this. I so regret going there. Hey, let's name all the things we regret. Is this multitasking? If I regret five things right now, can I win my own game?
No. But what do you regret?
Okay, this topic.
Okay. I'm just saying
the
if
last
Jed
three
was
minutes,
a,
that whole exchanging the money for nickels and dimes.
I'm just saying if Jed was a gentleman,
yeah,
he would let Julie roll around on the money first.
I regret that response of yours, opening the door to that response. I regret eight things. I'm winning.
Okay. You didn't name eight.
The drive here, the drive home.
You're going to regret driving home?
The hour that it takes, the hour lost.
You get the hour back.
At the end of my life. Oh, yeah. Man, I can't wait. I wish there was a machine.
You're going to get a lot of hours back.
Yeah.
I hope you got your receipts.
At the pearly gates?
Yeah, you gotta show the receipts. They're pretty tough.
For time wasted. I think all St. Peter needs to see is my WFMU bumper sticker. And you get a blank check.
How many
hours? They just trust you. How many hours were you spent listening to FMU? Approximately.
5,000.
There you go. You got it back.
5,000 hours back? It's that
We're sending you back to Earth for 5,000 hours.
Damn.
Don't waste it. Use it for good,
That's
not for
nice.
Evil.
That's great.
Yeah.
Damn. Phone number here is 201-5...
Doesn't matter. Ken, you're wasting your breath.
201...
You're embarrassing yourself. We got Jed. Be grateful we got Jed. It's over, buddy.
It's not over.
It's over.
We have 32 minutes to
Stupidest
go.
Stupidest thing we ever did.
32 minutes to go.
Jed was a miracle. Miracles don't happen twice.
Nick the Bard screening somebody else right now.
I don't believe it. 201-536-9368. You think we're going to see somebody on Skype trying to beat Jed's record?
Yeah.
Or FaceTime? Hey, if we get somebody on Skype, can we broadcast it out to the people?
Yes.
We can?
Well, we can broadcast the audio out to the people.
Well,
not the video. Not
well,
the video.
Goes without saying. How was the record fair?
It was great. Mm-hmm. It was really good. It was a good one. There was a special energy this year. The Skype address, by the way, if you want to call us on Skype, is WFMU-FM. And the phone number is 201-536-9368.
It's over, man. This show is over.
We want to know if you're multitasking while listening.
What the hell were we thinking? Hey, give us a call if you know what the hell we were thinking.
I know what we were thinking.
201-536-9368. You know what our problem is? We don't have Veronica. Veronica is missing in action. She used to be on the phone Tuesday nights. Andy, Ken, that's not a good idea. Here's why it won't work. Andy, Ken, stupid. You can do better.
But don't go.
You're better than that.
Don't go blaming this on Veronica.
We need Veronica.
Veronica did the newsletter this week.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Where was she last night?
I don't know.
We were cooking this up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hey, hi. It's Nick in Jersey City.
It is Nick.
Hey,
in
man,
Jersey
thank you.
City.
Thank
How you,
Nick.
Doing?
Thanks for calling. Andy,
Thanks.
It's Nick. Nick yeah, called.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Andy.
Yeah, Nick, hey, can you cheer up Andy, Nick?
No, I'm good. Are you multitasking at the moment?
I am multitasking.
Wait, can you beat Jed's record of five things that he's doing at once? You already have one checked off because you're talking to us.
Yeah, okay, that's one.
Hold on. Maybe you can walk away with two prizes, the $12
okay.
prize and the $4 prize. Go ahead. So you're talking to us.
I am examining my car because I suspect foul play, right?
Okay.
So maybe kink, right?
Wait, you're outside. The car's in the driveway. You're in your driveway?
I'm in my driveway. I just got home. I'm smoking a cigarette.
Okay.
Is that,
yeah, that counts.
Yeah, we'll count that.
Man, hell yeah.
This guy can do it all.
And I'm looking all over my car.
Well, that's the same. Wait, now what did you suspect might have happened to your car?
Well, I just had this guy fix a fuel pump, and he ripped me off, and I hear that he likes to mess around in your car, so you'll come back.
Oh, man, was that Jerry the fuel pump guy?
I don't know. I don't think so. Does he work in Red Hook, Brooklyn?
He does.
Wait. So you have the hood open. Let's just paint this picture. You have the hood open.
I have the hood open.
You're poking around under the... You're talking to us. I don't know why you're talking to us.
I'm holding a light. Well, you
okay,
know,
holding a flashlight? Does that count, Ken?
Yeah, that counts. He's smoking a cigarette.
Hold on.
Smoking a cigarette.
All you need is one more to tie the record.
I'm examining the engine of my car.
Well, that's already number two. That's on the list already.
I'm holding on to my life by the skin of my teeth. Is that another one?
Well, no.
No, that doesn't count.
You got a flashlight in your other hand.
Damn it!
This guy. Oh man, one more. If you could think, I could
try. What could I be doing with my teeth?
He dance? What if he does a little clog dance, a cowboy dance?
Yeah, clog dance.
If you do a little dance, but how do we prove he's dancing?
If I hold the phone next to my feet, will you hear a click?
Yeah, we'll hear. Well, we want to hear the steps of your dancing feet.
The clog dance.
Hold on.
Oh, my God, he's doing it.
Sounds like clog dancing to me.
It does. I'm afraid it does. Even the sound of clog dancing makes me nauseous. Okay, so imagine watching it. Okay, wait, that's five.
Sounds like you've spent a lot of time watching clog dance performances, Andy.
I have nightmares. It's like flashbacks, horrible flashbacks to my folky days.
Yeah, your folk days.
Yeah.
God, the stuff you got subjected to back then.
Although, you know what the best spot on any bill is when you're doing a folk concert or festival?
I do.
After the clog dance.
Yeah.
You could come out and just sit on a bench and just belch. People are so relieved it ain't clog dancing anymore. I used to hire clog dancers to be my opening act. All right, so Nick is examining his car.
Nick has turned into a robot. Hey, we got somebody who wants to FaceTime. Thank you, Nick.
Okay, so right now Nick and Jed are tied. If you're just tuning in, what are we doing? We're seeing who's FaceTiming.
I'm multitasking.
Who's multitasking the most? Okay, wait. We have someone FaceTiming, and who is that, Ken?
I'm Ben from Philly.
Hold on.
Ben. Can you hear Ben? Is Ben going over the air?
I'm afraid he is. Hold on, Ben.
I'm looking right at Ben.
And Ben, we can verify ourselves everything you're doing because you are you're FaceTiming. Yeah, I see him.
I am. Here I am.
Okay, so number one, you're talking to us, right?
Talking to you.
What else are you doing?
I'm figuring out how to use FaceTime and get you on FaceTime at the same time.
Well, does that count as a second thing, Uncle Ken?
Figuring out FaceTime, sure.
Harder than anything else I was having to do. I'm reviewing spreadsheets.
Oh, he's at work.
I'm looking at work spreadsheets of functional configuration for software.
Oh, can you show me those spreadsheets so I can see them?
Oh, yeah. Take a look.
Oh, look at those spreadsheets. Oh, man, that's horrible stuff.
Horrible.
That's real, yeah.
Okay, we have you.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, we have talking to us. You're figuring out. Go ahead.
Well, like, for example, I'm checking the domain security policies. I'm looking at the configuration review here. I'm making sure that all of the domains have been enabled. These are the things I'm doing, and I'm doing that while I'm taking in all of the fun stuff happening on your show.
Yeah.
So it's actually harder than the guy who's cooking, because like that, he can just pay attention to your show.
Yeah, you have to divide your attention.
Mentally splitting myself in two.
But Ben, if you really want to be in the running for this, for these two grand prizes, one for 12 and one for four, if you're very close, you're only two multitasks away. You could maybe twirl your mustache.
I'm going to twiddle my thumbs.
He's twiddling his thumb.
The thumbs, okay.
And but I'm spinning in my chair.
He's spinning around.
But wait,
I'm
while you're spinning.
I'm watching it. I'm looking at the configuration.
Are you? Are you looking at your
spinning?
Okay,
spinning. It's a funny thing while I'm spinning and
he's spinning and twiddling.
Okay.
Spinning and twiddling at the same time.
Yeah, and looking at configuration.
Spinning and twiddling.
I think Ben's in the lead.
Well, no, he's tied. He's tied for
it. I'm jumping jacks, and I'm doing jumping jacks.
Well, you're not spinning while you're jumping.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Let's see it happen.
Really a lot harder than it seems.
Well, it's worth $16. If you spin around now, you're in the lead for six. You have $16 in your pocket.
Spin around.
Spin around, rub my tummy.
This is a middle-aged man. Oh, my God.
It's a good thing he's wearing Bluetooth headphones.
If I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it.
I'm rubbing my stomach. I'm looking at my spreadsheet. I'm listening to you being fairly humorous.
Yeah. And now Ken and I have to spend the rest of our night trying to unsee what we just saw.
All right. Well, what can I do? This is all I got.
Okay, no, you're in the lead now.
You're in the lead, Ben.
Woo-hoo! That's right.
Ben in Philadelphia.
I could use the money.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, well, we have two payments coming your way, maybe. Not just one. Two.
I've heard.
You can combine them or spend it. See, it's entirely your choice. I'd be so curious to hear how Ben spends it. Right now, Ben is in the lead.
I want to tell my children they're going to get new shoes. This is going to be great.
This is great.
Well, they'll be able to get one new shoe.
One new shoe.
A left shoe. All right.
They can hop.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
Bye.
Ben's one-legged son is in for a wonderful Hanukkah.
Wow, that was great.
Okay. He was talking to us.
Our first FaceTime call on
the
air.
He was talking to us. He was figuring out FaceTime. He was doing some work. He was doing some spreadsheet work, right?
Yep.
Twiddling his thumb. He spun around in his chair, and he was jumping as he did it. And we believe him because we witnessed
it. We saw it. We saw it happen.
Those were not special effects.
Yeah, unlike the other people.
Yeah. Well, no, Jed, we know, is really good.
Oh, that's right, because of Julie. God
and,
bless Julie.
Nick, it sounds like the coolest guy I ever met. Listen to this. He has a car.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to fix his own car.
Right.
And he smokes. Do you know anyone cooler?
No.
Maybe Steve McQueen, the late Steve McQueen.
He's not scared of the gas fumes igniting from his cigarette.
I didn't even think of
that. Because he just rolls that way.
Hey, if he caught fire and was rolling around to put the fire out, he would be in the lead because that would be another task.
That would be probably two things. He'd be burning and rolling around.
Well, he'd be dropping and rolling. Three things.
Yeah,
if he followed everyone, the doctor's advice or whatever.
So you're
advice.
Saying somebody should set themselves on fire? And
I'm just saying if they want to win, it's a shortcut.
Right. And then they can spend the $16 on any number of fire retardant projects.
I can't believe we got three calls.
Come on, let's get a fourth call.
What's wrong with people?
FaceTime. We got Skype at WFMU-FM. We got 201-536-9368. We have two cash prizes for the first place winner here. One payment of $12 to be followed shortly thereafter by a second payment of $4 for a grand total of $16.
Yeah, they'll be delivered via PayPal within minutes of each other. If I was eligible, I think I'd be winning because I'm regretting like seven things.
Do you know how to operate your PayPal account?
I do.
You do?
Yes. I turn my head like this,
uh-huh,
and I say, Johnny, send two payments via PayPal.
And what if Johnny's not there?
Well, I would see that he's not there. That's what turning the head is all about. That's why that's the first step.
I see.
You look for Johnny. And if you see Johnny, if you have visual contact with Johnny, then you say Johnny.
Right. Damn.
It's so easy. PayPal is so easy. I don't know why everyone complains about it.
Doing the big multitasking spectacular here.
Yeah.
7 second delay.
Yeah. It's our big post record fair wind down.
Well, you know how we ended up with this topic. Last week we did Who Has Met a Murderer? And you had several suggestions for follow-up shows to that one.
Who has met a rapist?
Yes, who has met a rapist? Who has met a child molester? I've actually met two child molesters.
I don't doubt it. Well, they came to your club. They answered your ad.
No.
Oh, how did you meet two child molesters?
One of them was molesting my friends in high school.
Did you know it at the time?
Nope. And another one was molesting a friend of mine at summer camp.
Dear God! Did you know that at the time?
Oh, hey, a Skype call. All right.
I can't believe people are calling.
Hi. How you doing?
How you doing? Hi.
Good. Who's this?
Nils Quitting today, huh?
Hey, Nils.
Hey, Nils. We don't have your video. We don't have a video yet. We have audio.
Oh, here comes Nils' video. Coming right up. Nope.
Okay. Come on, Neil.
Nils.
Try harder, buddy.
Nils, where are you calling from? I think we lost him.
I think you lost him. What's this we stuff?
I didn't lose
him. Who's at the control center? Who's handling all the knobs?
Nils, you're going to have to call back. Oh.
Hit redial, son.
And now, Wojciech. Wojciech wants to call.
Wait, we have another Skype?
Give us a call, Wojciech.
Hold on. Now, can one person Skype? Do you get a busy signal if you try to Skype while someone's on?
I don't know. But right now, our Skype line is open.
Can you merge the Skypes?
Maybe.
Okay, go ahead. WFMU what?
WFMU-FM. Oh, and we got another FaceTime call.
Hey, maybe we could hold them up to each other. They can see each other.
Yeah.
This will be great.
Hi, wait. Who's this on FaceTime? It's Pam!
Hey, Pam!
Oh, wait a second. Hi, Pam.
I didn't go through call screening, though, but I don't really have to.
No, no. You get the VIP the VIP treatment.
Well, I had Ken's number anyway.
You come in the side door. Wow! She has Ken's number. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, great. You look great. You're a sight for sore eyes. When are you coming to me?
A sight for sore eyes doesn't mean you look great.
Oh, wait. Now she's making faces. Wait, no. A sight for sore eyes does mean you look great.
It does?
Doesn't it, Pam? Oh, it means... What, you think it's a reflection of how tired you are?
He's saying that I make his eyes sore.
I don't know, yeah.
Pam, hang on a second. There's too much going on here. Wojcich, how are you doing?
Hold on.
Oh, sorry, I called.
Hey,
no, how's it going? It's doing great.
Wojcich, hang on a second. We're talking to Pam in San Francisco.
Hold on. This is so insane that I can actually see people.
Wojcich will be with you in a second. Pam,
where's Wojcich calling from?
So I'm sitting in my
chair. Hold on, I'm talking to Wojcich. Who are you? Which one are you talking to?
We're talking to Pam.
I'm going to talk to Wojcich.
No, Wojcich is on hold.
No. Let's talk to both. Enjoy your conversation with Pam.
Okay.
Hey, Wojcich.
Wojcich.
Yeah, how's
Wojcich. I'm, where are you calling from?
Difficulty hearing you guys. Just one sec.
Oh, okay.
Wojcich, I think, is in West Germany.
Wojcich.
Should we speak German then?
No. Here's what I want to have happen. We can do. We can make Wojcich. This. We can make this very dramatic. Wojcich will name one task he's doing, and then Pam, you name one task you're doing, and we'll see who runs out of tasks first.
Okay.
We'll see whose list goes on longer.
I like that.
Okay. Something called drama, Ken. Something called radio. Okay?
Yeah.
Suspense.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay, Wojcich, welcome to the show.
Wojcich, are you still with us?
Can you see me?
Yeah,
now we're looking at your ceiling.
We see your ceiling. It's a beautiful ceiling.
Yeah.
Can I see Wojcich?
That's good.
You can see. There you go.
Oh, that's great.
Hold on.
Can I turn it to like this?
This is...
I can only see his forehead.
Yeah, you can see the top of Wojcich's forehead.
Wait a minute. Wojcich, are you... Wait, did we lose Wojcich?
Nope, he's there.
Wojcich, hold on. We can just... Wait, hold on. We have a bunch
of... Oh, there's Wojcich's toilet. There's his thumb.
Wait a minute. We have a much better show, Ken.
Look,
we've stumbled.
His feet. He's in the bathtub. Look at that. Wojcich is in the bathtub.
Okay, so he's taking a bath.
I see it too.
Hold on.
He's naked.
Wait. Ken, we have stumbled onto a much better show. Wojcich. Wojcich, are you in a relationship at the moment?
I am.
I already did this one.
Hang on, Pam. I'm going to take care of you, honey. You just hang on with me.
No, he said yes. He said yes, and Pam has done this with us once already.
But she's never been able to see the person.
That's true.
They can check each other out, Ken. This is the ultimate dating service we can offer.
He has a very bald head. He looks like Buddha.
Well, he does have a bald head. I hope you don't count that against him. I hope all women... Oh, gold. Oh, okay.
Gold.
I'm glad my wife, Beth, is more open-minded than you about bald heads.
Now they can see each other. There we go.
Wojcich, are you actually in a bathtub?
No.
Bist du in Deutschland? Bist du in Deutschland?
Yeah. I'm in Berlin.
Is he in Germany?
Yes, he's in Berlin. Sorry, I guess you guys
can't. I think we should start speaking to each other in German so you guys can't understand.
That would be fantastic. It would be a relief, actually.
Yeah, go ahead. You guys start talking in German. And we'll guess what.
Ich kann ihn nicht hier hören.
Ich spreche Deutsch am besten.
All I see is the board, Ken.
Sorry, Pam. Sie haben einen Vogel im Kopf.
Can Wojcich see Pam?
Kannst du Deutsch?
Ja.
Oh, gut.
Wojcich, tell us what task you're doing at the same time, simultaneous. Name some tasks.
So I'll try to prove.
I have a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have a list of 9.
Oh, 9 puts you in the lead.
Well, Wojcich is in the bathtub, for one thing. So he's taking a bath. He's giving us the thumbs up signal. It looked like he was eating.
He's listening to you.
It looked like he was eating. There's food.
Why can't he talk?
There, he's got soup and yogurt and water in the bathtub.
That's a pretty cool setup.
Yeah, that is a cool setup. He's got a little notepad in the bathtub there.
Does he have a pillow behind his head?
There's a mysterious box on the German toilet.
Boy, you guys are very easy to
radio tuned into WFMU, of course.
Oh, that was his radio, the box on the toilet.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And Wojciech, I've listed two or three items. What other tasks are you doing at the moment?
So for some reason there is shortage on hot water. So I'm trying to. I still want to stay in the bathroom.
I can't hear that.
He's saying he's trying to figure out why. He's trying to figure out why there's a hot water problem. Oh my God, we're going to hear a boiler story if we don't watch out.
Yeah, make sure the pilot light hasn't gone out, Wojciech. First thing to check.
Yeah.
Sorry,
now
Pam.
I need
Pam.
To wash my hair
okay.
as well.
Oh,
so
now he's washing his hair. Okay,
it's
so hold on.
It's a great finger you have there, Kenneth.
He's figuring out the hot water situation, and he's washing his hair. Okay, hair. So, Wojciech, we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pam, you said you have north of 8, maybe close, to, maybe 9 items you're doing. 9.
Yeah.
What do you got, Pam? Give them to us.
I'm sitting in my chair. I'm listening to you. I'm using my mouse. I'm picking my nose.
Wait yes, a minute. She is.
Oh, my God.
I'm breathing. I'm listening
to
make sure my boss isn't walking by and hearing me talking. I'm biting my lip while I talk. And
she
I'm
was.
Scrunching my eyes because I need glasses. And I'm tilting my head.
Really? Really, Ken? Yeah. I know you have I know you have a crush on this woman, Ken, but really?
Oh, Wojciech is burning incense or smoking weed. I can't tell what that is.
I'd go with the latter.
Yeah, it looks like incense.
Yeah, if it was weed, you'd be booking a flight right now, wouldn't you, Ken? Okay, so how many of Pam's list are you accepting, Ken?
Not many.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll think about the one.
Breathing, I can't count breathing.
There's a sadness. Oh, come on. Pam, there's a sadness to that list. I think Wojciech is good, but I think Ben and Philly is still our in first place. Wouldn't you agree, Ken?
Yeah, I think so. I just like the fact that Wojciech and Pam can look at each other, even if they can't hear each other.
I know, I like that too.
Yeah. So how many people are enjoying this radio show to the fullest?
Me.
Ken, you, that's one. How many others, Ken?
I'm enjoying it.
Pam, that's two, exactly.
Are you, Andy?
No. How many others,
How
Ken?
How about Wojciech?
Wojciech, are you enjoying this segment?
Ken. I'm enjoying the company, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes, Wojciech, yeah. Wojciech is
three.
A
the answer is three, Ken. Three people. That's radio programming at its finest.
Okay, well, let's say thanks to Pam and Wojciech.
Okay.
Thank you, Pam. Thanks, Wojciech.
Thank you.
That was sort of a first.
Yeah, I'm afraid it was.
Yeah.
Also, it was a last.
What, really? The last time we're ever going to have two video calls at the same time?
Holding them up. Unless we do a dating show. That would be a great dating show, wouldn't it?
Yes.
You don't just hear their voice. You don't just interact
right,
verbally.
They get to see each
they
other.
They get to check each other out. And in Wojciech's case, in the bathtub.
Yeah, he. I think he showed a great deal of restraint. He was obviously naked because he was in the bathtub. But he didn't inflict that on us.
Why don't we say anybody? Why don't we do next week? People can FaceTime or Skype from the bathtub, and they get put on the air, and they can all check each other out.
No, thank you.
Would that be a great show?
No. That'd be creepy as
listeners
hell.
Listeners from the bathtub.
Yeah,
from
no,
the bathtub.
That's a terrible idea. We don't need Veronica to tell us that that's a terrible idea.
You're right.
Remember it the site Chat Roulette? Do you remember that?
No.
Or ever hearing about the site Chat Roulette?
No.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. Oh. It was guys in bathtubs.
Guys in bathtubs would be a great show. Guys in bathtubs would be an amazing show. Skype or FaceTime us from your bathtub. Calling all guys.
Well, Wojciech had the right idea. He only showed us his feet.
Join us next week for Sausage Party.
And Wojciech had the best bathtub setup I've ever seen. He had this wooden IKEA thing going.
Tray, it's a tray.
A tray going across the bathtub.
Sat on both sides of the bathtub.
Yeah, and he had a notepad and a pen on there, and he had water.
Maybe he was doing more.
And soup and yogurt.
Maybe we underestimated Wojciech.
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 Yeah.
I believe it's pronounced Wojciech.
From Berlin. So if you'd like to Skype us, WFMU-FM.
No, it's over.
Is the phone number.
It's over.
The Skype address, rather.
It's over, buddy.
Or you can FaceTime me. Nick the Bard will give you my phone number at 201-536-9368. Of course, you might already have my phone number.
We peaked when Wojcik and Pam were talking German. It's over.
Hey, Ben in Philly said he was also enjoying the show. So that was four people who enjoyed the bathtub segment.
Yeah, because that's right. We've been changing the goalposts. We've been...
You've always been against bathtub segments. We finally did one, and it killed. Everybody loved it.
Well, let's do it next week.
Okay.
Guys, call us from your bathtub.
Fine. Next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Hey, can I Skype in from my bathtub? That means I don't have to come in.
If Johnny can... Oh, no, I'm out of town next week. I'm sorry.
Are you really?
Yeah, I really am.
Okay.
I'm gone next week.
Got the week off.
Yep. Oh, no, well, you could do the show with Kelly Jones.
I love Kelly Jones, yeah. But I think I might take that
Or you could
off.
Do the show with Matt Warwick. There's
I love
all,
Matt.
All sorts of possibilities for you to do the show next
Matt
week.
Matt must be just on a high. He was he was in charge of that successful record fair.
He's on that performance high.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the first thing that's ever gone right in his life, I think.
No, he's done many record fairs before.
Oh, okay.
All successes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yep.
I love that kid.
Dealers love him. Everybody loves him. Everybody loves Matt.
But I'm going to take that week off. I'm going to take your very generous offer.
I didn't offer that. I think you should do the show.
Where are you going to be?
In Utah.
Oh, yeah. I'll do the show. Sure. I'll come in and do the show.
Yeah.
Shh. I just told Ken I'd be coming in next week. Do you listen to the show when you're out of town?
I do.
Oh, then I don't think I can make it next
week. Yeah. No, I won't listen if you'll come in and do it. Promise I will.
What are you
not.
Doing in Utah?
Hiking.
Hey, we're going to Arizona. We're going to Sedona to hike.
Really?
Next summer, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Hey, if we have listeners in Arizona, wait, I better not say.
Yeah, if we have
no, listeners. No, I better not say.
What?
Because I haven't talked to Beth about it.
You're going to be in Sedona when?
I don't want to say because I don't.
Sedona's a big place. Don't worry. They're not going to find you in Sedona. Why are you going to Sedona?
Well, we were there a few years ago, and I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a new age Mecca.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, then we'll go somewhere else.
Okay, good. I guess you hadn't heard that about Sedona. You didn't notice all the crystal shops and things like that?
No.
Hmm.
I just go, I like to skateboard down those mountains.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Down the monuments and mountains.
You wear knee pads?
Always wear knee pads. And then we're doing, I'm going to try to be the first person to skateboard down the Grand Canyon. Wish me luck.
Okay, I will. There's no roads, you know, leading from the rim to the river.
I don't need roads.
How are you going to
skateboard?
Yeah. You're going to skateboard down a trail?
Well, I'll improvise.
Yeah, okay.
Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Never skateboarded in my life. But I'm going to let, you know, I have a secret. Going to let gravity do most of the work.
That's a good plan.
Don't tell me anything about the Grand Canyon. Don't spoil it for me.
Bring lots of water. Gets hot down there.
Oh, that's a joke. There's a Colorado River going through it.
Well, it's...
That's a joke. Don't listen to him.
14 miles away.
Well, just a few minutes on a skateboard.
I think you don't have this planned out that well.
Man can dream. It's on my bucket list. Skateboard down the Grand Canyon.
You can skateboard along the top of the Grand Canyon.
Well, same difference. Skateboard too close to the edge, you're skating down.
Have you heard about all these people falling into the Grand Canyon lately?
Yeah. I tried to tell you about the gravity, a lot of gravity there.
Uh-huh.
No one listens.
It's like three or four people have just fallen straight in like the last month. Time for one more Skype call.
No, there's not. WFMU-FM. Don't even try it.
Or you can FaceTime me at 201-575-5608.
Wait, who do I owe money to if we ended now?
Ben in Philly.
How do I get his PayPal account?
I have his cell phone now.
Okay, so send me his cell phone. Johnny will contact him.
Okay, cool.
So where are you going to hike in Utah? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I've been to Moab three times now. I love it. Love it out there. It was under the ocean.
I don't think so.
Yes, it was.
When?
A long, long time ago.
Oh, I thought you were
weeks
ago. I thought you were talking about recently. Yeah.
No. So it was a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Now, do you hike?
Straight or stoned? Is that what you're going to ask?
Yeah, straight or stoned.
What were you going to ask?
Do you hike straight or stoned?
What were you going to ask?
What's the difference between hiking straight and hiking stoned?
Not a whole lot.
How's the experience different?
Not a whole lot of difference. Probably better to do it straight.
Do you get lost if you're going stoned?
No.
Do you have a GPS with you?
Got my phone on me. But usually there's markers that tell you which way to go.
You know what to do if you get your arm stuck between two rocks?
I do. I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring a hacksaw.
Saw it off.
Bring a hacksaw.
Yeah, I bring a Leatherman. A Leatherman, has a little saw in it.
Yeah.
So James Franco wasn't smart enough to bring a Leatherman with him.
Why don't you cut your arm off before you go, and that way there's nothing to get stuck on the rock.
Well, then you might get stuck on a leg or your other arm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank God we had this talk.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go cutting your arm off.
Yeah, because you never know which arm's going to get caught.
Right.
You don't want to be wrong.
Exactly.
It's the best feeling in the world if you guess right. The worst feeling in the world. Oh, listen. Ken, listen.
What?
I thought I heard something.
No.
It's just like a mirage.
No. Hey, you been watching Game of Thrones?
I'm not into it.
Did you ever try it?
Never heard of it.
Very impressive.
Sweetest sound on God's earth.
Did you like Deadwood?
Yeah, I did like Deadwood.
Yeah, Deadwood movie coming out. End of this month.
You've been listening to what Ken is planning to watch and where's Ken is planning to walk and how stoned Ken will be when he makes that walk on WFMU.
You can hear it every Wednesday night, 6 to 7 p.m. That's the name of the program.
Don't miss our next installment of what Ken is planning to watch.
Hey, thank you, Nick the Bard, for call screening.
Yeah, thanks, Veronica. And,
thanks, Veronica, for the newsletter.
And Ben in Philly, congratulations. I'll be reaching out tomorrow. Ken, you got to give me his...
And thank you, Hannah, also known as Hand.
Yeah, got to get his phone number.
Oh, I got his phone number, all right. Don't you worry about that, none.
I wonder if he's going to combine the two payments. It's up to him. Look, he's got all those spreadsheets.
Well, you're going to send them separately, right?
Yeah, he might combine them. He'll get another spreadsheet going.
Yeah.
What's one more spreadsheet?
It's nothing. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mountain Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Next week, Andy Breckman is here with either Kelly Jones or Matt Warwick.
Maybe. Ken will be in Utah burying the proceeds from the record fair in his secret spot somewhere in the mountains.
Well, not so secret.
Not anymore.
Yeah. But don't worry, I'm going to be triple bagging it.
Yeah, you have to. And put a rattlesnake under the rock.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not making the same mistake Pablo Escobar made.
Hey, if you get arrested, would you like to escape someday like he did?
Yes.
Well, I'll dig a big tunnel for you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm good for about a mile.
Oh, I think you're thinking of El Chapo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're mixing up your drug lords.
I always do that.
Don't do
that. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Hey, gals, what's your show tonight?
It's Emily and Kimzilla with In Real Life. Tonight they're interviewing DJ Time Traveler.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that sounds like a winner.
He's a PATH train conductor and a DJ.
I wish we had done anything remotely like that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe what we ended up doing.
What did you do?
You wouldn't believe it. If I told you, you wouldn't believe it.
Really?
We were seeing who was multitasking the most.
All right, we're eating up their time now.
We got to go.
Stay tuned for In Real Life.
Forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we got a life of love that won't ever change. Every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile, and take the time to tell me that you really care.
Stand clear of the closing door.
Yeah, tell them who I am. I'm DJ Time Traveler, a.k.a. Raheem, the Path Conductor.
Good evening, lifers. You are listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
Ah, I'm Kim. Zilla. Just so you know, not to be confused with that other girl.
That other Kim. Yeah, just that was close. Almost revealed your secret, like
my
Clark
secret
Kent.
Real identity?
On the air. I don't think they know your real name. Don't worry. You recovered really well.
That's good. That's good. Hi, Emily. How
hey,
you feeling?
Like almost 100%. I feel like I have this weird like globule of stuff stuck like somewhere between like the bottom of my throat and like the top of my lungs. And I can't quite hack it out. But other than that, pretty good.
Wow.
No more fever.
So you're telling me that this week you're actually healthy?
I'm healthy. I'm healthy.
Knock on Formica. Woo! So, boy oh boy.
But lifers. I wasn't healthy when we recorded this episode, which is why I'm not really on it. I'm having a lot of feelings about that.
I know. You're a little jealous.
I'm turning green.
You're a little jealous.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't want to over explain
how. I
really
wanted to talk on the speaker and blow the horn. Did you get to talk on the speaker?
I got to blow the horn.
You got to blow the horn? I wanted to do that. I always wanted to go in that little compartment, too.
What are we talking about even, Emily?
What are we even talking about? We are talking about the PATH train, which, if you don't know, is the little train that goes back and forth between New York City and New Jersey. It goes to Jersey City, and it goes to Harrison, and it goes to Newport, and it goes to Newark. So just like the cities kind of right on the water, right over the river from New York City and back into the city.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we got to, or I got to, you didn't. I got to go to the PATH train and shadow DJ Time Travel, Traveler from Travel Zone. And he showed me what he does on his ride. He goes from Journal Square, Jersey City, New Jersey, to 33rd Street in Manhattan, the furthest stop on the New York line, and then mm-hmm. back again. He does that like three times a shift.
He's a train conductor.
Does a little loop. So he's a train conductor, and he's kind of an awesome train conductor.
He is. Yeah, he's got some personality. I'm really surprised that I haven't ended up on his route yet, because I take the PATH train to mm-hmm. get to work, because I work in, I guess because I work in Newark. Maybe that's why. I'll have to take a different route someday and see if I can get on his train.
I don't know if this was edited out or not, but there was a guy that was saying, one of his coworkers, that said that people wait for the train that...
They'll like miss other trains so that they can get on Time Traveler's train.
And they call him, his name, it's okay that we say what his name is.
He gave it away. Yeah,
his name is Raheem. Mm-hmm. And on the trains, they call him Radio Raheem.
Radio Raheem. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's such a great name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. There's going to be some sounds. I would suggest headphones for this
one. I would too. It's a soundscapey one. Mm-hmm. I kind of like to think that we're like painting this picture for people who don't live in New Jersey by like going around to different places. And if you're following along at home, and maybe you have like a little map with pushpins in it of like where the girls on fire are this week. We have been to Journal Square before. It's a place in Jersey City where the Lowe's Theater is.
Yes.
And we ventured there before to go see that big old pipe organ and get a tour of the Lowe's Jersey, which is like this old historic cinema.
It's like the WFMU of theaters.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. It's mm-hmm. like it's a big theater, a big historical theater that a bunch of volunteers have built.